But this does not touch even the fringe of the problem, and when we see the second class passengers huddled together like cattle, not even having sufficient air to be breathed in, we feel that there is sufficient something seriously wrong with our railway administration. We have also to see that the shortage that we have had about the supply of wagons to the coal mines and to our steel industry is not there, madam. It is a strange chain of events that the minister who was in charge of steel and who gave statements in a way implying that the railways are not doing their part well is now saddled with the responsibility, and I am sure he must feel double responsibilities because he knows how the industry has suffered or was likely to suffer. As the Minister of Steel, he charged the Railway Minister of not doing things which should have been done. So now these are the problems that we have to meet, and the question arises how to meet them. I quite understand that there could be some economy affected in administration. I could also understand that by tightening the administration and seeing that there is not much of ticketless travel, we could improve the position. I could also understand that by taking effective measures regarding the new responsibilities which Parliament has placed on the shoulders of the Railway Department, namely the liability of a common carrier for goods for which they have provided ₹2 crores, and by having all these things in mind, there could be some reduction in expenditure, but I do not think that reduction would be of a value sufficient to meet the increasing demands of the railways. That is the problem. It is true that it will be hard to increase any fare. It would be hard to increase any freight. We do realize and we do appreciate it, and as representative of the people, we do feel every day that our people are being taxed more and more. As regards freight, madam, my own view is that so far as food articles are concerned, this proposal should be modified, just as there has been a modification in the case of giving encouragement for exports, and in certain other respects. Similarly, I feel that so far as food articles are concerned, the proposal should be modified, and on the other things, these freights may continue as proposed. In this way, the danger that has been pointed out by honorable members and to a certain extent correctly, that if the prices of food articles go up, that would create difficulty, would be avoided.